Picture description, advanced. The picture is showing people travelling by underground. Their heads are down and they cannot break free from their phones. They are completely immersed and lost in a faraway world called virtual reality. Even though they are sitting next to other people, they look as if they weren't even there. They aren't making eye contact and they have no intention to communicate with other people. They are alienated from the real world. They exist in a different reality. You may say that what they're involved in is probably also a form of communication, as they're chatting with friends or checking their social media pages, but I must disagree. Though it seems communication in reality, it is not. Not in the sense of what communication used to mean in the past. It used to mean face-to-face communication among people, talking to each other, making eye contact, and communicate verbally and non-verbally as well. Online communication is non-verbal and written. Even if there's a wide range of emotions to choose from, you cannot see the other person's reactions, and written texts can never have the same effect as real-life conversations. Chatting is a good tool to keep in touch with your friends and acquaintances, especially with those who live far away, but it should never replace personal contact. Getting back to public transport and this underground photo is remarkable that this underground carriage isn't crowded. The underground in my city is always packed. People stand like sardines and it's impossible to find a seat, at least in the rush hour. When I was a child, public transport vehicles were a completely different sight. People used to read books or newspapers or talk to each other. I lived a long way from my school, so I had to commute. I was a voracious reader with an insatiable hunger for books, and I spent my secondary school years reading classical literature on the bus. I was never bored, and by the end of secondary school, I had devoured hundreds of books just while commuting, making the best of my time. Reading is good fun and a great pastime on public transport vehicles. A new phenomenon in Budapest is that there are book vending machines called Pocket, where attractive, leather-bound books are available in every colour of the rainbow. They are the size of a typical cell phone and fit into your pocket. They are quality literature and don't take up much space. So if you want to set yourself free for a brief period of time from the continuous online presence, they are a good alternative to do so. It's not only that you can stay offline, you can also make like-minded friends. Look out for people reading a pocket while travelling in the city.